Well, it's good to be with you once again. I've had the occasion to be with the children a week and a half ago and to share some time with them, and the ladies invited me to share their time with them. They treated me last week, so it's been a treat to spend some quality time with your church family. Over 20 years ago, I would not have dreamed that I would be standing here sharing about the work that I'm doing in Europe. Over 20 years ago, I went on a short-term missions trip for a couple of weeks thinking that was it. That was all I was going to do. I was going to try out missions and that would be it. I would go back to teaching. But the Lord had another plan. And so I have now been with the Greater Europe Mission for 20 years. And the Lord has been able to use me in ways that I would not have imagined back then. I thought I was a teacher to teach little children, and God has used me in so many other ways that I would never have dreamed of. And I'm thankful for the things that He has done in my life and through my life to be able to come to the point where I am now. Greater Europe Mission works all over Europe. And because we're called Greater Europe Mission, we go beyond and travel to places surrounding Europe. And just this year, we've decided that we would like to try and make it a little more international. Right now, the missionaries are all from North America, from the U.S. or Canada. And we're branching out and seeking to involve Europeans and others in the mission, and so you can be praying with us as we start a new journey. We're not sure what it will all involve, but we know that the Lord will bless it and be using people from all over the world to reach Europe for Christ. The ministry that I'm involved with is called EuroTeam, and as it says, it's all about teams. What we do is take teams for a two-week time of their life to be able to see another side than their home life, than their world here in North America, to see what is happening in Europe. It could be a camp, it could be a church, it could be a school, it could be a Christian conference center that we send these teams to, and they do a wide variety of ministries. We've done teaching English, we've done medical teams, we've done computer. When the Olympics and the World Cup are in Europe, we've done teams of outreach to whoever is out there, working alongside the churches that are there. We do construction largely, and so a number of the teams go out and help the sites to be able to use their facilities in the best way possible. And so we have a wide variety of opportunities, and I would definitely love to see people from this church as well as some of my other supporting churches come alongside one day and be over there on a team, whether as a church group or as individuals. And please do feel free to talk to me about that after the service. What my responsibilities are with EuroTeam and Greater Europe Mission is to coordinate these teams, to talk to the people that are in Europe about what their needs are, how we can help them, and then talk to the churches and school groups and individuals in North America about when they would like to come, what kind of ministry they would like to do, and how we can put the two together. I also help with the finances, and I am a co-leader with Bob Gonzalez, who is from Arizona. Of course, not all of my time is spent on the EuroTeam ministry. Evenings and weekends and other occasions are open for other things. And so this past year, I had the opportunity to work alongside some other Greater Europe Mission workers and do an English evening, and that was a real treat to be involved one-on-one. We had It started out as an opportunity to teach English conversationally to believers. And at first we were a little disappointed, but we realized that God wanted us to help train them to reach out to their community. And so we did that fall. And then in spring, non-believers started coming. And so they could, with their German language, and us with us speaking English back and forth with them, could together use this as a ministry. And even right now, they're preparing to do this in another town in the spring. So you can be praying for that as they get ready for that. And we do have quite a number of missionaries in our area, and we're not any different than anybody else. We have needs, and so we meet together to pray for each other, to praise with each other. And I'm involved in that ministry as well, to once a month to be able to do something. And in 2 weeks' time, the office that we have will be having their opening. It's taken a while for them to have an opening, but their theme is going to be American Thanksgiving, and they're going to be inviting the neighborhood. They're going to be inviting the people that helped put the building together. It was a barn at one time, and now it's a three-story building with apartments and office space. And so really be praying for that outreach on Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving Day, that they'll be having there in Germany, that it will be an opportunity to again share Christ with our neighbors in the Condern, Germany area. I'd like to show you a little bit about our ministry on a video clip, and then I'll share a little bit more. So you can see that all ages have been involved in our teams. It doesn't matter what age, we have a place for people to serve. And I thank this church for their prayers for the teams that go out. And I thank them for being behind me financially and sending encouragement notes and just being a blessing to me as I serve over there. This past year, we didn't do quite as many projects, and the Lord knew that that was what had to happen for this year. Some of us have to spend some time back in North America from time to time to be able to keep our Social Security. And so this past year, my coworker Bob and his family, and my coworker Nathan and his family had to spend a year in the U.S., and there were three of us left in the office. And there weren't too many teams that it looked like were going out. And then my coworker Matt, that many of you prayed for often, had knee surgery, and every month he would get infection. He's doing very well right now for those who had been praying for him. And we're thankful that he's up and around again. But he couldn't serve as a leader in the way that he did before. And so there was Kim and there was me who could go and do things. And so I stayed at the office, and Kim would go on the projects and lead them. And so the Lord knew that this was the way it needed to be for this year. But we're praying ahead for next year that things will be different. Kim and Matt will be the ones going back to the States at some point next year for a year. But we're going to see what we can do to be able to use them even from the States. This year we worked on a project in North Africa, helping in an area that we can't always share Christ openly, but we could share by our example. And so a team from the States was there. Sometimes teams help us personally. We had a parking lot that was all dirt and had old bricks on it, and it needed to have a new foundation and a new layer put on it. And so two teams came this year to help us with that in Condern, Germany. We tried something different this year, and our mission is very eager for us to be involved in prayer. And so we did prayer walking in Cologne, Germany. The team walked the streets with the missionaries, praying for the people of Cologne. And so that was a neat thing to try, and we hope that to have more teams go out like that. We had a team in northern France and a team in southern France. This team in southern France laid a foundation so that the team can, so that the camp director can move in with his family right on the camp campus. We had a camp in another part of Eastern Europe that needs a lot of work. And we helped a Christian school. This is a Christian school an hour away from us in France, an elementary Christian school. And so it's a blessing to be able to help people like that, because there are few Christian schools there for that age group. We worked in Poland, and just 2 weeks ago, a team came back from Croatia, helping them put down a driveway and then helping to work on a cabin at a camp. And so those are some of the ministries that we've been involved in this year. It may sound like a lot, but some years we've done a little bit more than that. But we're thankful that we were able to do these different things. And we're preparing for next year to do things in Poland, in Greece, possibly to help at the Women's World Cup in Germany. A team was asking us about that. And so there's different opportunities that are arising for this coming year. Some of the scriptures that kind of come alive to me in Europe, in the area that I'm in. I've shared this in the past about the vineyards. Just behind my yard, there are vineyards just behind my apartment. And I can go walking through them. And so, I am the vine and you are the branches comes alive to me because I see it in reality. And can see that that's how God is working in my life, in your life, in the lives of people in Europe. Just before I came back to Canada, I was driving around and taking a few pictures. And often there are sheep in the area, but this particular field was just full of sheep with a shepherd with them. And so I am the good shepherd comes alive to me in that way. And I've seen that in Romania too, where we've seen them taking the sheep along the way, along the roads. And it's just really neat. Some evenings are very nice and clear, just like here in Winnipeg, where you can just see the stars and the moon. And the light just shines brightly. And so the scripture passage of, I am the light of the world, comes alive when I see that, and when I think that the same stars that I see in Germany, you can be seeing here. And so it kind of bridges the gap too. Germany's also known for good bread and bakeries. Our previous office was just two floors above the bakery, so we could enjoy that from time to time. And now we have a little bit further to walk in our new office, but the bread of life comes alive when you taste that really good bread or that thing from the bakery, that God is our bread, that his word is our bread. And so it's just neat to see things come alive even as I'm over there. And today we remembered those that have fought for us during those outer battles, and there are many inner battles in Europe. Europe needs to be reached for Christ. And we're just doing a small part by doing these short-term teams, but we're opening the eyes to those that come as team members, and we're helping those churches and those schools and those Bible schools to be able to use their facility to be able to reach people for Christ. We're helping our missionaries to be able to use the camps that they can. And it's so exciting to be a part of that, even in just a small part. And I covet your prayers for my coworkers who are there and I ask you to pray for me to be able to go back. I need about $1,000 to be able to go back just as a one-time gift, and then I need about $400 a month. And I've been here 2 months now, and I'm hoping to go back in 1 month. And so just pray that that things would open for me to be able to go back. The coworker that I mentioned, Nathan, who spent a year in the States, now it's almost a year and a half. They've done the totalization thing that they need to keep their Social Security, but their finances are still difficult, and they have a family of three to be able to raise enough money to come back. And so you can be praying for them, too. It's very discouraging for them to have been back in the States this long and to be able to come back. So just pray that support would come in and be strong for those that are still there as well. And just pray for us as individuals to keep our spiritual health strong. One thing about our new president is that he encourages us to spend quality time on ourselves besides our ministry, to take 1 day a month to be with the Lord, to be just the two of us alone. And that's been very helpful for me to do, to make myself do that. Sometimes I think, oh, I've got too busy a schedule, but we should never be too busy to spend time with the Lord. And so that's been a real help to be able to spend time that way. And so I just thank you again for your prayers, for your help in every way, and in your encouragement. And feel free to talk to me more about other things related to Greater Europe Mission after the service.